I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil with WNPR News. Sean Connolly is the new commissioner of the Connecticut Department of Veterans Affairs. Connolly, a lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserve, says he hopes the state can do more to serve all veterans. Commissioner Sean Connolly is a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom who served as a prosecutor and brigade legal advisor with the 101st Airborne Division at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. He was the first in his family to join the military. Connolly says his father, an Irish immigrant, influenced him.
I think it was probably every day how he would describe how great America was and how it's the greatest country in the world and how the opportunities here, you know, are just amazing.
He served more than 7 years on active duty before working in the private sector in D.C. and then in East Hartford, his hometown. Connolly was the global ethics and compliance officer for jet engine maker Pratt & Whitney. But he missed public service and is excited for his new role with the State Department of Veterans Affairs. He says there's room for improvement, from rethinking how to use the sprawling Rocky Hill campus to changing up the services it provides.
We have 200,000+ veterans around the state, and I want you know, any one of them to feel comfortable that they could come here. Maybe it's a veteran center of excellence that anyone can walk into, and we can direct them some way.
Many of the buildings on the grounds of the state VA are more than 70 years old, including a domiciliary where veterans, once at risk for homelessness, now live. But Connolly says the campus could do more to attract veterans from other generations, including the younger men and women who served in Afghanistan and Iraq.
This generation, too, are not as apt to join the veteran service organizations, I don't think, although I do see some. It's partnering with the veteran service organizations to try to be as inviting as possible to the younger veterans.
One way he hopes to connect with them is through social media. And he plans on continuing to travel around Connecticut, where more than 270,000 veterans live. Lucy Nalpathanchil, WNPR News.